Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thanks for listening to the Prime Time with Isaac and Suk podcast. Brought to you on the fan by your local Les Schwab Tire Center. Doing the right thing since 1952.
Five o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rott.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanic.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
Welcome back in a best of edition Primetime hot stand talk coming up. I don't even know how we got on this in the first place, but somehow we started talking about the stand countries, like the old Soviet bloc countries. And apparently, believe it or not, Mike Lynch knew a lot about the stands, and then Rott, for some God unknown reason, decided to try to convince us that we should go visit the stands. Well, we shot that down real quick. So if you've been looking for hot former Soviet bloc country talk, this next segment, it's for you.
I think eventually, yes, you will see an international team.
Do you think we'll have a team in Turkmenistan?
No, I don't. That would surprise me a little bit.
Yeah.
But Toronto's like,
there's no COVID there.
What about Uzbekistan?
Well, that's a no-brainer.
Azerbaijan?
Yeah.
Can you name all the stands?
No, I can't.
You've got Turkmenistan, Uzbekistan, Kyrgyzstan.
Wait, you just made one up.
No, I didn't.
Kyrgyzstan?
Yeah, K-R-G-Y-Z-S-T-A-N or something.
How about Beefsteak Mike over here with the stands?
I feel like he was waiting for this question.
Azerbaijan is not a stand, but it's kind of in the same area.
Wait,
holy hell.
Start over.
Turkmenistan.
Okay.
Uzbekistan.
Yeah.
Afghanistan.
Yeah.
Kyrgyzstan.
Okay.
Azerbaijan. Which is not a stand, but I include it because
that's not
near
a stand. Yeah, that's not a
Kazakhstan.
List. Yeah,
and
you're missing one.
I'm missing one. Is it an obvious one?
I think you're missing two.
Okay,
I've got the list here.
Well, tell me.
Yeah, one's obvious. Pakistan.
Oh, right.
And
Mike,
the other
you're
one,
so
you're an idiot. The other one is. I'm gonna take a shot at it. Okay.
Okay.
Tajikistan.
I think it's Tajikistan, yeah.
Tajikistan? I went Silent J.
It might be Silent J.
I just have always preferred that one.
Mike!
I know, I'm so dumb.
Suk! Stop being racist.
Sorry about that, people.
Yeah, that one.
Is there a Wikipedia list of just the countries with stands?
One, two, three, four, five, six. There's only seven of them.
Only?
And Mike knew, yeah.
Okay.
I love geography. Love geography.
Clearly.
Remember I did the states, all 50 states, and almost all 50 states in like less than a minute? I read them out.
Is that a brag?
I'm just reminding
bragging?
You.
Now, are all the stands touching each other, or is there like one offshoot of the stands?
They're not all touching each other.
They don't all touch each other, but they are all connected, if that makes sense.
I guess that's what I meant.
Yeah, they're all connected.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's not like one like Hawaii stand.
No.
Hawaii stand.
Sitting off from everyone else.
Most of them are directly south of the Russian border.
Yeah.
And then Afghanistan and Pakistan are near each other south.
Can I make a statement
right
now?
You want to go on a stand vacation?
I'm going to make a bold statement right now.
You like the whites?
And it's nothing against the fine people of the stands.
You prefer the whites? Wait, here it is.
I just have always preferred the whites.
There you go.
Never been to one of the stands? Not planning on going to one of the stands.
We'll never set foot in a stand.
And if it never happens, I'm A-okay with that.
Well, you learned a lot about Kazakhstan from Borat.
I don't think that that's probably a good thing that people's
my
knowledge...
wife.
I just... There's nothing about that region where I'm like, hey, let's head to the stands.
You think there is somebody who's all about it?
I'll bet you there's someone that's putting that on the list, but, you know.
Really? For vacation?
I don't know about for vacation, but I'll bet you there's some doucher that wants to climb all the mountains, like each highest peak in the stands. There's one idiot that's like, oh, yeah, I want to go to Afghanistan. It's great. No.
I just have always preferred the whites.
Again, yeah. Jason, you've got to stop saying that.
Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry. I know you're passionate about that belief, but rein it in a little bit.
I'm going to read a travel guide about the stands.
Yeah.
I'm going to get back to you with some hot stand travel tips.
I'm guessing.
And that's going to be like next.
Look, I'm just going to throw this out there. I think the number one travel tip for the stands is don't go.
I don't think that's right.
That should be number one.
I think one of those countries has a permanent ring of fire. And they call it like the portal to hell or something because it's just always on fire.
Well, there you go.
I think it's in Kazakhstan, but
Okay.
Says here they're underrated.
Yeah, I'm going to pass.
What is this, stantourism.com?
This is responsiblevacation.com, the Stan's travel guide. I'm going to read this. I'm gonna have some hot facts for you next.
Makes you feel any better. I don't want to go to Russia either.
I can read.
It's right above that.
The people of the stands are famous for their warmth. Mike was able to rattle off 6 of the 8 stand countries in Central, wherever that is over there.
They're known for their warmth, sir.
Central Asia. Yeah, they're known for their warmth.
Like, what is that? I don't know what that means.
They're nice people.
Oh, do they run hot? Are they like furnaces?
Well, most of them are desert, so it could also be the temperature.
Now, it says there's a lot of different... There are 5 different countries, diverse landscapes, long history. It's all very different. But tourism, you got to remember, is in its infancy over there, right?
Okay.
Because, well,
yeah, there's been
obvious
some,
reasons.
There's been some situations.
So there's a real sense of discovery when you travel there, and they are very hospitable and warm people. They want you to come there. And when you do come there, they're like, oh, my God, thank you so much for coming.
I'm still going to say no. Yeah, no. I've known people that have been to Afghanistan, and no one says anything good about it. So I'm going to go ahead and pass.
What else do we have here?
I'm sure if you looked up North Korea, there'd be a wonderful travel guide there as well.
The right to freedom of expression and peaceful assembly is restricted throughout the stands. Mm.
Again, sounds
homosexuality
wonderful.
Is frowned upon in some and illegal in others.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say that frowned upon is probably not harsh enough for.
So you need to be aware of that.
The stance they take over there. And I'm just going to throw out this one. I'm guessing that the whole women's lib thing, probably not a great idea over there as well.
How about this for a ringing endorsement? The food in the stands is at worst basic, badly cooked, and barely edible if you're vegetarian.
Oh, well, I'm guessing there's a lot of goat and, you know, lamb, things of that nature. It's hot and it's brown.
You can find Chinese flavors in the dumplings and noodles and a Soviet influence in the vodka and tea, but generally expect meaty broths. Hope for meat, prepare for fat, and lots of bread, tomatoes, and cucumbers. God. They're not really selling this, are they?
No.
Turkmenistan is the home of the pit of fire that has been burning continuously for over 40 years.
Oh, wonderful. Cool. Is that like a...
What's going on there?
It's a gas explosion or something, and it's just been burning nonstop.
Oh.
And they call it the portal to hell.
Sounds about
so
right.
So that's cool.
Yeah.
All right. Can we
find that on your travel site, Rob?
Yeah, I don't see that. Now, yeah, there's nothing good on here.
No.
Yet.
No.
We'll give it about 20 years.
I'm looking at the map.
Best time to go?
Never.
I don't know.
When I'm dead, cooler months, I imagine.
I
don't know. Again, the only thing I could think of was the I know there's a bunch of mountains there, and like I've seen.
Well, yeah. So Kyrgyzstan and Tajikistan or Tajikistan or however you say it are very mountainous.
Yeah,
Uzbekistan, Turkmenistan are very deserty, like almost completely desert.
Oh, wonderful. I don't remember where I was watching one of like the. Who's the solo climbing bro? You know, the guy that did Free Solo? I saw a thing once where he was in it and they were talking about, you know, different peaks and kind of that sort of community. And I believe they were talking about
I don't think it was Afghanistan. I think they were talking about Pakistan and maybe one of the other stands being a big place where climbers like to go because there's a lot of peaks that are hard to get to. And there's, you know, it's pretty isolated because, well, no one wants to go there.
They say the best time to visit the stands is late April to May.
Oh.
So right about now. So let's go.
Saddle on up.
And late August to September when it's cool in the mountains but not too hot for sightseeing at lower elevations.
So which stand do they suggest you go to first? Because there's lots of options.
They're very different. They don't really say. Now there's the Silk Road tour.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds cool, huh?
Well, I'll bet you if you wanted one thing, there's probably a lot of really cool history if you're into that. You know, those places.
Do you know what the Silk Road tour is?
Those places are ancient. Well, I'm guessing that it's the old Silk Road, the travel routes, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming they're going to tell you about it as you drive on it.
Well, you know, Marco Polo.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. There is a tremendously ancient part of the world. And I'm sure there's probably some cool history
there's
there.
There's some architecture still there.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
No, I'm
it's
good.
Not to love.
Yeah, I think there's plenty. I'm good.
I think you can. I think Marco Polo's still there. I think you can shake his hand.
Go there and give him a high five.
He sits at a table and waves.
Trade you goods and meats and spices from around the world.
It's me, Marco. All right. Well, I can't sell you too well on the stands. ResponsibleTravel.com does not do a good job of selling it.
No. I mean, there's just certain places on Earth. I love seeing different cultures. I love experiencing things.
Would you rather go there or Antarctica?
I'm going to go south, my man.
There's nothing on Antarctica. What the hell are you going to do out there?
There's literally nothing there.
What That's are you going
to
do?
I have a buddy that went there and said it's wonderful, and he wants to go back when he doesn't have to work.
Yeah, but there's nothing to do. You sit on the ice. Literally nothing.
I'm heading south.
There's literally nothing.
Literally nothing.
Heading south.
I mean, I guess you could knock on the door of some of the research centers.
The weather stations.
And they'll be like, get out of here, man.
Dude, you're at the end of the world.
We're working.
Sign me up.
I mean, I think you could probably say you're at the end of the world if you go to some of these places, too.
Nah. Head south. No desire to go to that part of the world. None whatsoever.
All right.
Well, fine.
Well, I think there's only one appropriate drop to play.
I just have always preferred the whites.
Well, it's a lot of whites in Antarctica. It's all that ice
and
snow.
It's all coming together now.
Let's just say this. If you've been at war, like if you've been around basically since human history has begun, and you've been at war, let's say 80% of that time, it's going to put a big sign then that says, be back when you get your stuff together. I'm good. Don't need to be there.
Yeah, May is the slow season for beheadings.
No thanks. And in case you haven't
good
looked,
time to go.
All of this right here, the big white guy, I don't know if anyone's embracing me over there.
Yeah, believe me. We've already drawn that line.
Fine.
Yeah, it's going to be wonderful. Nah, I'm good.
You're listening to a best of edition of Primetime here on 1080 The Fan. More for you after the break.
Take me out to the ball game.
I do think they understand the pressure of coming together and figuring something out for the sake of what's happening in the country.
Can Major League Baseball take advantage of a rare opportunity
to be the only thing on? And 82 games, I think baseball could give themselves an emotional connectivity with people, bring some fans back. It would be all the things that we love about football.
Talk about it and get the inside story on Portland's sports leader, 1080.
Everything's on the table, man.
The Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back. I couldn't sell anyone on the tourism of the stands, so let's move on to some of our favorite segments. Now, we prep a lot here, more than you think, for our radio show, but sometimes when we get into a segment, we start with something and end with something completely different. I believe this is one of those impromptu but fun sports radio fail segments. So Tua Tagovailoa will be the NFL's only blank quarterback.
Now, Mike said he took a guess.
Your guess?
My guess was the only lefty quarterback.
That can't be the case.
I know he's lefty, and I know that's a very rare breed in the NFL.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's right because I can't think of all the quarterbacks.
You're telling me there's not one other, like not even a backup? There's not a left-handed backup quarterback somewhere?
Is Mike right?
No.
He is right.
Hey.
Really?
Yes.
I thought that was too obvious to be right.
Tua is going to be the only left-handed quarterback in the NFL.
That blows my mind. That starter, all the backups. There's but not another left-hander.
Not right now.
I mean, think about it. How often do you see a left-handed quarterback?
It is not very often. You know who the last one to start an NFL game was?
Left-handed.
I don't guess. See, because if you start thinking about who's really, left-handed.
I don't really think about that being a big deal. Like,
It looks strange because you get so used to seeing the quarterback play the position a certain way. And when his back is turned because he's lefty, it's like, hey,
yeah,
what?
Well, I do know why. He was really good. When I ever think of left-handed quarterback, I think of Steve Young.
Probably the best.
Right? Boomer Esiason was a lefty.
Yep. Kenny Stabler was a lefty.
See, I don't remember that.
The Snake. And Mike Vick.
Oh, there you go.
Mike Vick was a lefty.
The Great? Question mark?
Vick was good,
the
man.
Exciting.
The exciting.
Yeah, there you go. I like that.
The short-lived.
How about you
Chris
want to talk
Sims,
about,
who I played with in Tampa. He was a lefty. I remember that.
Chris Sims, lefty.
Tim Tebow was
Tebes,
a lefty.
Tebes. Dude, you want to talk about greatness.
Anyone else? Like I'm,
no.
Talk about greatness?
Tebow.
There's got to be other. Is that?
You have not named the last guy to start. Obviously, you have not named the last guy to start as a lefty quarterback in the NFL. Somebody said Byron Leftwich. I like that.
He's a coordinator now.
That's good.
He's going to be a head coach someday.
Brunel was a lefty, yeah.
Can you give us a hint?
Yes.
Give me a school that he went to.
Here is your hint.
Or a division that he played in.
Here is your hint. He is now in the Pac-12.
He's in the Pac-12?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean now he's in the Pac-12? How did he start in the NFL and now he's in the Pac-12?
Never been done before.
Seems, I don't think there's any eligibility left. You mean he came from the Pac-12?
No, he's now in the Pac-12, you idiots. He's a coach.
He's a
prominent
coach.
A prominent hire.
So we're going head coach?
That should give it to you. He's a prominent hire. Not necessarily head coach. Why are you laughing? Mike, you should get this.
Not necessarily a head coach.
He's a prominent hire.
Well, I just told you, he's not a coach.
Kingsbury.
Or, I mean, he's not a head coach. Kingsbury, he's Arizona.
In the NFL.
Oh, not Cliff Kingsbury. the poor man's Cliff Kingsbury. Graham Harrell.
Good guess, but no.
Ah, well, son of a
bitch. That's a really good guess.
I was just thinking of, like, who got hired recently that was young enough to play in the NFL?
Cliff Kingsbury, NFL head coach. That's
no,
it.
Graham Harrell.
There's another one. Just like on those same lines, there's another one.
Same lines? Who just got hired as an OC somewhere? Yep.
Come on, Bloods. Come on, Bloods. I'm not even going to tell you.
Well, that's not good.
Wait, now I need to double check it.
Considering that both of us are clearly idiots.
Yeah, no, you're not. It's not that obvious.
I got nothing, man. I literally got nothing. Now, this isn't... this wouldn't fit the mold, but...
Well, wait. Never mind.
What? Oh, for God's sakes.
Damn it, Rob.
Isn't this about the time last night where everything went off the rails? We didn't know what the hell we were doing?
That was an hour later last night. It's been moving up.
Sorry, guys. He didn't get the job. I thought he did.
Oh.
So he's not in the Pac-12.
Okay.
It's the great Kellen Moore.
Oh!
Oh.
Yeah.
God, you threw us for a loop by saying he was in the Pac-12.
Yeah, because I was thinking he got the Washington
job. He's still
job.
The Dallas OC, isn't he?
Yeah, he's still... Yeah, that's right. He is still at Dallas, even though there was talk that he was long gone.
No, Washington hired the guy that wrecked the Joe Moorhead offense at Penn State. I forget what his name
guy
is.
Guy by the name of Billy...
Not going to be any
Hawaiian guy, don't you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
betcha.
Anyway.
Well, I was going to say, Kaepernick's left-handed, right?
Kaepernick?
Is it Kaepernick lefty?
Was he a lefty?
And I think Matt Leinart was a lefty as well, but I'm not certain.
We all work in sports radio, guys. Don't worry about it.
Well,
we know what we're talking about.
Who do I care whether or not someone's left-handed?
Who do I care? Hey,
hold on. Can we look? Was Kaepernick or Matt Leinart left-handed? Anybody? No one.
Pay no attention to a stalling for time. Pay no attention to a stalling for time. Pay no attention to a stalling for time.
Are you guys Googling or am I just going to keep pressing the button?
Who is dad?
I'm trying to figure this out. But I Googled, is he left-handed? And I couldn't find a straight answer.
I couldn't either. So I bailed.
I'm just going to look up Colin Kaepernick throwing.
Tua's dad, here's another fun fact about Tua. He will be the only left-handed quarterback in the NFL when he gets drafted tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
He is actually right-handed.
What?
Yeah. You know how you always hear about Phil Mickelson actually being right-handed, but he plays golf left-handed?
So the dad, like, wanted him to... Mm-hmm.
Yep, his dad forced him to throw left when he was young to be more unique.
And no, it appears Colin Kaepernick is right-handed.
Matt Leinart is lefty.
Oh, so I got one of two.
Yes!
Ah, 50%!
That's the hit rate.
That's not a passing grade, but that's okay.
COVID-19!
Whoa! Yeah!
COVID-19! So there you
go. Look, I'll take one for two. Hey, that may not be... if I'm a baseball player, that's putting me in the Hall of Fame right there. Go one for two every time.
And if you're a student, you're being held back a grade.
That's true. Why don't we split the difference and call it hitting 300? We'll be good.
So how have Jeff
still might put you in the Hall of Fame.
Be Jeff McNeil. Jeff McNeil is not going into the Hall of Fame. A lot of worthless singles.
You're listening to a best of edition of Primetime with Isaac and Suk here on 1080 The Fan. We have more best of segments coming up, but first, here's Joe with sports.
Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
Welcome back in a best of edition Prime Time. Here in this next coming segment, we talk about, it was one of Mike's friends' conversations they had about just the way Oregon is perceived as a national brand. And I guess on the East Coast, they view them as just kind of a fly-by-night, never win the big one sort of thing. And believe it or not, I had to take to Oregon's defense for all those people that think I'm a Duck hater. Listen to this one as I defend Oregon's program that it may not be Ohio State, it may not be an Alabama, but is a very, very solid program, even though a lot of people east of us may not recognize it.
Let's go to Mike's Twitter feed. Now, I saw a tweet of Mike, our dearest Mike Lynch.
Yes.
And he was screen grabbing what appears to be a conversation between you and friends.
Yeah, it's our Fantasy Leagues group chat.
Okay, so Fantasy Bros, and I'm going to read it to you, okay?
Okay.
Just so you know, I didn't get it in the picture. The start of this conversation was one of my friends sharing the article that Oregon was planning on being open for classes for the fall term. That was the start of the conversation.
Yeah, and then the dojo chimes in.
Yes.
And who is that?
That is Scott.
Scott.
He's Trump bro, and he is very outspoken about a lot of things.
Okay.
Just he says, paint a picture.
He says, LOL, no one watches Oregon. Then Bilo comes in and he says, it's a top 15 to 20 college football program overall and will probably be top 10 to start next year. Decent point.
Okay.
And then he says, I have a vested interest in them since Ohio State's making a trip to Autzen this September.
He's a Buckeyes fan.
Then the dojo says, they're a garbage franchise that embarrasses themselves year after year every time they play a team outside the Pac-12 or... the NFL drafts one of their quarterbacks. They only get ranked so high because someone out west has to be.
Hot take.
Move back east where there's real sports, or at least down to California where they cheat a little to try and make it fair. And then all the next one is Mike with a meme that says that's bait.
And then he logs off. I did the Mad Max. That's bait, pointing up at the post above me.
Well, that's not real, right? He doesn't...
No, he believes that.
Yeah, he believes that. That's a very common thing.
He believes that.
Really? I think that's a very... Again, now he's being kind of a D about it, but...
He believes it.
Okay, but yeah. Let me ask you this.
He's kind of a D about a lot of things.
If I were to sit down and add a conversation with him, I could... You can disprove that in about 30 seconds. Not, by the way, with an opinion. You can just disprove it, plain and simple. Would he...
I just didn't want to put the effort. That's why I did the that's bait. Yeah. I was like,
that's an eye roll. That's an eye roll guy.
I'm not engaging
him. He wants to engage you.
Sure, but at that point, does he just end? Would he just be like, whatever? Like, that's when you clearly have.
No, he will defend his stance staunchly against anybody.
Well, he won't back down.
So he's
he will
a moron.
Never back down.
Okay.
Well, no, he's not a moron. Now, see, this is why
He's a moron.
This is why I wanted to bring this up. That opinion is very ignorant.
Yes.
And I know that because I used to be kind of like this guy. When you don't grow up out here, I'm telling you, that is a very prevalent opinion
yeah.
in the Midwest and certainly back east. and in the South for sure. And it's ignorant. It's dumb. It is not right. But you're never really, because college football is quite regional.
You're never challenged.
You're never really exposed to the West Coast talk.
He also has to work early in the morning, so he never watches West Coast football. So just an extra fact.
Well, I don't think a lot of people watch West Coast football, but even if they don't watch West Coast football, now I think college football is growing to be more national now.
Mm-hmm. He complains about Monday Night Football being an 8 p.m. East kick.
But when I was growing up, it was so regional. Like, all I cared about was the Big 8, Big 12, mm-hmm. you know? And you know of other programs and you know of the rankings, but the general rule of thumb, because you didn't want to do any. You certainly didn't want to watch them, and you didn't do any homework on it. Was West Coast? You know, it was that. It was that kind of crap, and it's all just cliche, like you say, disprovable BS. But it is a prevalent thing because nobody digs deeper.
I guess that's what I am. I'm fascinated by a sports opinion that is that ignorant. Like that'd be like if I said, I don't know, like. Charles Barkley, for instance. Like, if you said that's the equivalent of saying Charles Barkley never won a title, so he's not any good. And he's garbage. He could never win big games.
But Barkley was a national figure. You got to, again, it comes from the regionalization of college.
And I will say
football.
This, Sug. Think about it from his perspective, right? What is the national talk about the Oregon Ducks?
Right.
Is that when they play the SEC, they lose. That is the general talk about the Oregon Ducks. Who was the last successful Oregon quarterback in the NFL?
Okay, but again,
I don't agree with him. I'm just saying from his point of view,
you can see how he gets
that
there.
Is the prevalent thought sure. about the Oregon football program is that once they leave the conference, they lose. And the Oregon quarterbacks who've gone to the NFL have not been as successful as expected.
And he never sees them play.
And he doesn't watch them.
With all those wonderful Ohio State quarterbacks.
Well, he's not the Ohio State fan, but
okay. Like outside of Auburn, when's the last time Oregon played an SEC team?
They played LSU early in
that.
Yeah,
they played LSU
1 year.
And they got thumped by that. The Auburn games have both been by a sliver.
Yep.
They lost to Auburn in a national title game, again, by a sliver. It was a one-score game into the fourth quarter against Ohio State. You've played for two national titles. You blew the doors off of the defending national champion and Heisman Trophy winning Florida State team in the Rose Bowl. You went to, what, 5 straight BCS games. I guess I just...
Again, it's nobody's saying it's a right opinion. I'm just telling you, I didn't develop a respect in the college football. I didn't develop a respect for the Pac-12 and the West Coast football until I lived it.
I guess that'd be the equivalent. The best way I can do is that if out here, if we thought back in the day that Virginia Tech was garbage, I guess that would be, was that an equivalent take? When Frank Beamer was there and they had Michael Vick and they were going to BCS games and playing the national title against Florida State and couldn't get over the hump. But saying that Virginia Tech is garbage, that blows my mind that you could think that a good program and a very, very good program, the idea that it's garbage, you could say that it's not Alabama, you say it's not LSU, it's not Ohio State. Those are all provable things. I get it. You haven't won a national title and those other schools have, and those other schools out-recruit them, and they put more guys in the NFL. That's fine, but again, the idea that somehow it's a garbage program, boy, that's quite interesting.
Well, it's common, unfortunately, and I don't know how to – I would have no idea how to make it less common other than what we've been talking about ad nauseum when we talk college football, and that is, man, the Pac-12 has got to make a statement in these big games.
Yep.
They just do. And other than that, and that probably won't even change guys like this mind, but there's always a root of truth, you know, to a lazy opinion.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. And it's
that's you said that right there is the best way to put it. It starts out as a little lazy weed and then you turn that into a whole bush.
Well, and I will tell you that
you
having
full bush.
He also doesn't think Aaron Rodgers is that great. His latest against our entire chat has been Aaron Rodgers is not that great.
Then he's one of those guys. He's just look, that guy's a he's
and here's
a,
the
he's
thing.
A douche.
Having not grown up in this
he
region, you get to the I'm telling you, you get to a place where you just are not exposed to anything out west.
Yeah.
You just don't hear the talk about it. You don't hear anybody talking them up. They're largely overlooked. You don't see their games. when you do see their games, many times they get beat. And so, of course, you don't, and then you don't dig deeper, and then there's that opinion, and it permeates because that guy says it to all his college football buddies, and all of a sudden they believe it because they don't want to dig any deeper. They don't watch out West.
The last school.
So I'm telling you, it's a very, and I'm just admitting that I fell for this, and I have a totally different opinion now because I've been out here 20 years, and I respect the hell out of the Pac-12 and the West Coast. You have to live it to respect it. It's easy to fall into that trap, especially. And where does he live? What town?
He lives state? In New York City right now.
So he lives way back. I mean, it is out of sight, out of mind for him, man.
Yeah.
And there's really nothing to change his opinion.
And it's interesting because, I mean, they went into the big house and kicked the living hell out of Michigan. And, you know, they've had plenty of big wins. I know Tennessee wasn't very good, but they went into Tennessee and they kicked the – or no, Tennessee, it came out here, right? And they whooped up on Tennessee. I guess it's one of those things, and they've won BCS games. They just got done winning a Rose Bowl.
Wait, they won at Tennessee too, right?
They won both of them.
Yeah, they won both of them.
It was that home and home. Or I guess home and away. Yeah, I guess none of those things will matter. The last team out West to break through this the ceiling was USC. And I remember when USC, in fact, I think it was Auburn that they played, and they beat the ever-living you-know-what out of them. And USC was the team that was able to shut everyone up.
If Oregon beat Ohio State in the national championship, this opinion would be useless.
Yeah.
Because they would have won a national title.
And think too,
or Auburn.
Remember what he said there.
It didn't happen.
He said at the end of it, he's, unless you go to Southern California where they cheat. Dude, USC's been way worse than Oregon.
Yeah.
But again, that's perception. The perception back there is USC is the only thing out West. And that's just not been the case.
Over the last 15 years, Oregon has been twice the program.
Washington's been better than USC. Like, it's just Washington State's been better than USC. Yeah. So it's just, it's the perception. Yeah. And perception is reality. And there's really nothing out that way that changes that perception at all. The only thing would be, hey, man, win the big games and win them consistently.
Someone said, for the most part, people out east, the Mississippi, effectively think that everyone in Canada is wearing coonskin caps and paddling around in canoes.
That's right.
There's probably an element of that.
That is like, absolutely
just,
right.
Right? Like, it just, there's no...
Wait, you're from where?
Uh-huh.
Oregon? What? And there, I'm serious. If you had people back east paint pictures of what they think it looks like out here, you'd be horrified.
Yeah. Again, that's a I enjoy that.
They think
that
we're riding horses around.
They do. We are essentially Canada, and not like modern Canada, like 1923 Canada.
And some of my family still calls it Oregon, despite the fact that I've been here for, I don't know,
Rick
almost
Majerus.
10 years now.
Oregon.
You're listening to a best of edition of Primetime here on 1080 The Fan. More for you after the break.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Welcome back into this best of edition of Prime Time here on 1080 The Fan. All three of us will be back on Tuesday after Memorial Day weekend. We wrap up the 5 o'clock hour with, well, I don't know how else to put it other than a classic random Prime Time hot segment about something that nobody expected to be talked about. That topic is haberdasheries. And it was brought up because they were asking about old-timey clothes, and then that led to talk about haberdasheries, and then you know what Primetime does. They make it funny. They make it worth it to listen to. So enjoy the segment here on this best-of edition of Primetime on The Fan.
Okay, I got your answer. All it took was one commercial break.
The old sleeve garters.
Yeah, they're called sleeve garters. And here's the deal.
Yeah, they're not meant for rolling. Everyone was saying that you roll your sleeves, and that is incorrect.
That is incorrect. So, well, kind of. I mean, okay, so here's what it says. A sleeve garter is a garter worn on the sleeve of a shirt, hence the sleeve garter.
Yes.
It came into wide use, especially in the United States, in the latter half of the 19th century when men's ready-made shirts came in a single extra-long sleeve length. Sleeve garters allow men to customize sleeve lengths and keep their cuffs from being soiled while working or at the correct length when worn under a jacket.
By the way, how awful would that be? Speaking of things that sucked in the 1920s, so you just had some super ass long shirt, and you just had to have like a big bunch of fabric up by your bicep?
Yeah.
And then you tied it down, Ultimate Warrior style? Mm-hmm. That's terrible.
Couldn't go to a tailor.
No. And I guess now they're saying that it's just the now it's just a fashion thing. People that wear it now, it's just it's to kind of like
spices it up.
Yeah, bartenders wear them. Or
like Mike said, it's a little whimsy.
Yeah, it is a little whimsy. But back in the day, it was a real thing.
It was old timey. Yeah, so that makes total sense because I didn't know that ready-made shirts came in one extra long sleeve length.
Well, I suppose
and then you just had to deal with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, back then, I mean, you couldn't. You know, it was just.
Further evidence for you that it sucked back then.
Yeah, I guess you had to have everything. It's better to have everything long than stuff that was too short. Unless you have long arms, then you were thriving back in the day. I also feel like everyone was very small in the 1920s.
Seems it.
Yeah.
God, how terrified of the size of us now would those people, if they time traveled to today, be?
Well, I'm telling you,
I'm in a land of giants.
Have you ever gone to anywhere over in Asia?
No.
I'm telling you, man, when you go over there, If you go to Indonesia, if you go to Taiwan or, you know, Thailand or anything like that, people will stop and take pictures with you, or they'll chant, they'll think you're like the Undertaker. They'll think they're like you're a wrestler. It's really quite odd. So there are parts of the world where the large white man is still viewed as like, what the hell are you? But Mike probably has this, like, if you ever go into a vintage store, like any of those ones over on Hawthorne back when we were allowed to go out and shop, good luck finding anything from like pre-1985 that remotely comes close to fitting. You're like, oh, that's a sweet vintage shirt, and it's a size medium. And by the way, their medium is now our extra small. Like, people just weren't big. It just wasn't a thing.
Is haberdashery one of the greatest words we've ever come up with?
Yes. 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 And by the way,
because I'm more inclined to shop there if you call it your haberdashery.
There's one up on 23rd.
Yeah, there is.
And it's awesome.
My uncle shopped in there when he came to visit one year.
I wish I had the balls to be hat guy.
I think there's a haberdashery down here in the downtown business district as well.
Is there?
I think so.
Well, it's
like
just
near,
I mean,
like Broadway and
a haberdashery is just a men's clothing store.
Yeah, but mainly it's hats.
It's hats.
Yeah, but they have clothes, right? Like, is
most of the time?
I didn't think it was just hats.
I thought it was just hats.
There are ones that do have other clothing, but that a haberdashery is a hat store.
How what a great term!
And I'm telling you, every time I walk by, when I walk in and I see a hat, and I'm like, I totally want to wear that, and then I'm like, I can't do it. I just can't bring myself to pull the trigger because you see someone else
like
out.
What hat?
I think you would know it would be hard to pull off. Right?
It's an idea.
Ah,
which
man.
Ones?
Just go to like a Lumineers concert sometime and look around and you're like,
oh, one
there.
Of those.
You're like, yeah, there you
yeah.
go.
Yeah.
I can't.
The hipster hat.
Yeah. Like I see Ben Harper wearing one and I'm like, God, if Ben Harper can do it. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm not Ben Harper. Shut up and just go back to being bald.
So it's like the cowboy hat, only
yeah.
much smaller. And it's kind of a mix between a cowboy hat and a fedora.
Yeah. It's somewhere in between.
And it's got to look weathered.
And I want to wear one.
Or you're
so
known.
Very bad, and I've come close at least a half dozen times to buying one. I think that store up on 23rd, it probably just sees me coming, and they're like, God, this guy again. He's going to waste our time for an hour and not buy something.
I got news for you, man. I don't think you can pull that off.
I know.
I really don't.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
And it's good instinct on your part because...
I feel like because of your size, that style of hat would never work.
Yeah, you don't have any hair.
I don't think that hat is for... larger people.
I don't think it's for bald guys either. No offense.
Yeah,
I think it's for like long-haired rock stars.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're not that.
Like, look at Bradley Cooper in A Star Is Born.
Yeah.
He's got one of those on, and right. I'm like, oh, man. And then I see myself in one, and no.
Well, now that we covered that.
Do you have that thought? You put excited. It on, you're like, I'm an idiot. You look in the mirror, and you're like, this looks stupid. I like the hat,
yeah,
but I hate how I look in the hat.
There is certainly an element of that. And by the way, people are saying that the haberdashery is men's clothing, not just hats.
Yeah, that's what I always thought. I thought it was just a men's clothing store that had accessories.
I always thought it was mainly a hat store that occasionally carried other things. But
All right. It
is a great, great word. And the word comes from its origins are seller of small things.
Yeah, like
so it says traditionally that included men's hats, which led to the American definition of men's shop. So,
but it's like the original I always think of it as like the original tailor. Like it has all of the zippers and the little things that you need to to put your ensemble together.
Well,
do you like my French?
It sounds like haberdasheries originally started out selling. I'm reading through the history of this.
Yeah, please.
It sold hats, gloves, ties, scarves, gloves. Watches.
Okay.
That was a haberdashery, but they do say in this that as we progressed, haberdasheries did evolve with the time and sold men's clothing. So I guess it's, you're both right. Started out as more hats, and now they offer a variety of things.
So I'm still confused, but if I went into a haberdashery, like I'm more inclined to go into a haberdashery. If it says haberdashery, I'm like, ooh.
Yeah.
I want to see what kinds of haberdash they have.
But not a guarantee that you're going to get clothing there other right. than ties and scarves.
Yeah, accessories.
And yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Small things.
Yeah.
You're listening to a best of edition of Primetime here on 1080 The Fan. More for you after the break.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.